Hi there. This is Julia with an important...
There's a robocall trend ramping up in the Washington area. Scams coming from what look like local numbers.
They're using local numbers to pretend that there's somebody in your neighborhood.
It's called neighborhood spoofing, says Alex Quisilli. He's the CEO of UMail, a call screening and blocking app that provides national data to the Federal Communications Commission.
You get the call when you're eating dinner. It's like, is it important? This number's in my neighborhood. Is it the babysitter's other phone? Like, you really think I got to deal with it.
I actually get a lot of these calls, and I do what the FCC recommends most consumers do, which is don't answer the phone.
What you should do, says FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, is let it roll to voicemail.
You can press 1 to be removed. I need to review...
But ignoring the call is not an option for some business owners who could miss a new client or a deal they don't want sent to voicemail.
We have to take them.
TTR Sotheby's realtor Barbara Halls uses a Google Cloud-based service to screen her calls so she doesn't miss an offer.
I mean, I understand they have a living to make too, and I do my best to be polite on the phone, even to a robocall, but good God, you know, you just feel violated.
You're home. Can you hear me all right?
Chairman Pai says neighborhood spoofing works because it's hard to track. And the FCC Robocall Task Force is working on call authentication to stop it.
So that you know when you get a call on your phone and you see that phone number, you will know that it's from the person who actually is assigned that phone number.
We've listed tools you can use to reduce scam calls at WTOP.com. Search robocall. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.